It's a pleasure to be with you once again.
In this place,
at this time, as we seek to learn from God together. And I bring greetings to you from your friends at Cary Theological College. And I'd like to say that we miss you. You may not know that I live in the building at Cary. I live in one of the apartments. And I miss the busyness of Sunday morning. The cars arriving and people getting ready for worship and for Sunday school. But I continue to rejoice with you that your congregation continues to grow. And my prayer is that you would fill this sanctuary to overflowing as well. Even as there was no room that was big enough for you at Cary anymore. I pray that this building would be too small for you. And as I've shared with you before, one of the first things that God put on my heart when I arrived at Cary a year and a half ago was a desire to support in any way that I could the growth of and the outreach of Chinese churches here in Vancouver. And so I'm proud of our continued connection in ministry together. This morning I wanted to speak to you about exile. I want to talk about four passages from the Old Testament that talk about being foreigners in a strange land. But it's not just about the physical displacement from one country to a new one. I want to talk about the feelings and the spiritual condition that we live when we're in exile. The experience of God's people was that their dreams were shattered. God had given them the promised land. And they had prospered. And for them it was about more than just a sense of physical security and the land and property values and comfort. For them, it was about this place where God met them. This is the place that God spoke to King David and King Solomon.
Because
promised land was the place where they lived God's blessings. Where they grew to rely on what, on God's goodness. And then, because of their own disobedience, God sent them into a foreign land. And so they had this feeling of grief. Instead of being in the place where God blessed them, they found themselves in a place where God was punishing them. Instead of being rewarded for their obedience, they found themselves broken, far away from God. And so they sang that first psalm that we read together this morning in Psalm 137. And their captors asked them to sing songs of the promised land. And so they wept and they said, how can we sing the songs of the Lord in a foreign land? And so they're faced with this contradiction whereby they can't sing the songs of God in exile. And the reason that they're in exile is because they didn't sing the songs of God. They were not worshiping God, they were not obedient, they were not singing the songs, and so they found themselves in exile. They had sinned against God repeatedly, against His commandments. And instead of keeping their uniqueness in exile and their uniqueness in the promised land, they became like the people around them. And so God sent them to Babylon. Not because He took pleasure in punishing them, but because He wanted them to return to Him. Friends, sometimes each one of us feels like we are in exile. It feels to us that we are far away from God's promises. Sometimes we know why we feel this way. But many times we do not. And my experience is that often when we physically move from one place to another, we have these same kinds of feelings. If you will allow me, I would like to shift a little bit from a church mode into a school mode.
那我现在想,
and I'm going to ask a question and ask you to raise your hands.
我会提问,
how many of you were born and raised in Vancouver?
你们中间有陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师在陆老师
I've just done that to encourage you to raise your hands.
当然是没有在温哥华出生的。我之所以举手，是为了鼓励你举手。
Because I was not born and raised in Vancouver either.
因为我本人也是在温哥华出生的。
In fact, I've spent most of my life, I was born overseas, and I've spent more than half of my life living overseas.
因为我也是在国外出生和长大的，我一半时间都在国外。And
I have this strange feeling coming back to Vancouver.
我回到温哥华，我觉得感觉怪怪的。
When I walk down the sidewalk, people look at me and they think, well, he fits in here.
我在路上走的时候，周围的人以为我很融入这边的生活。
Unless I'm in Richmond.
如果发生在Richmond的话，我还是不融入。But
I tell you, inside I don't.
但是我其实我的内心其实是没有温哥华。There
are many days when this doesn't feel like home to me.
很多时候温哥华对我来说感觉不是一个家的感觉。When
I remember the things in Belgium or the things in Africa that felt like home.
我其实感觉对那个非洲和比利时，我感觉是更加亲近一些。And
on hard days, I want to go back there.
在我感觉到很艰难的时候，其实我想回到那边去。Like
the people of Israel in exile, I remember those good days.
就好像当以色列人被流放的时候，他们就会想说，我们当初那个情况多么的好。Those
days when God's blessing was near.
因为那个时候神的应许是很真实的在眼前。And
I felt comfortable.
我们那个时候感觉到生活是非常的舒适。And
so, my friends, we are all living in exile, aren't we?
所以我的朋友们，其实我们都处于一种被流落异邦的状况。And
I'm not going to suggest all of us, I'm surprised. I thought that there would be at least one or two that would be from Vancouver.
我很惊讶，我原来希望说会有一两个人是在温哥华出生的。
And I'm not suggesting that all of us are here because God is punishing us for our sins.
我的意思说，大家来到温哥华，并不是因为神要惩罚我们的罪。
Although sometimes, some days it may feel that way, I don't know.
也许我们有时候偶尔会那样想。
We have come here for many different reasons. But we feel a sense of being a foreigner, of being exiled, of not quite fitting in. And what I want to suggest to you this morning is God can use that wonderful sense of exile to speak to you in new ways. Because in my life, I know that when I have been most comfortable with God, I've been the least open to listening to him. And of course, whether we're from Hong Kong or or London, England, or from Vancouver, we are all exiles here in this world. For each child of God, this world is not our home. Heaven is our home. One of the ways that I know that somebody has recently arrived in Vancouver is when I see somebody walking around with a face mask to protect themselves from the pollution. Have you seen this? They do that because that is their custom. And it was probably necessary for their health in the place where they came from. But I don't know how many weeks or months it takes, but at some point they realize that in Vancouver you don't need the mask. Because I think that for among the major cities in the world, Vancouver probably has the cleanest air. And so like this pollution mask, we bring many of our customs when we are in exile. And after a time, we begin to question them. We might question the ways that we relate to our spouse or our children. We may question the way that we serve at church. We may question the kind of work that we value, the career that we value. And so when we see things that are done differently when we're in exile, we are questioned, it can cause tension for us. So how can we live in exile? Jeremiah gives us some very good instruction. In Jeremiah chapter 29. First, to God's people in exile, he tells them to plant gardens. He says they should marry and plant gardens. He says that they should get married and plant gardens. So God's first piece of advice to us when we're feeling disoriented is to keep on living. Don't stay at home and cry because things have changed. Get on with life. plant your garden. Do your grocery shopping. Find a church where you can worship. Make new friends. Start to learn the customs of the new land. Find a husband, find a wife, have children. Settle down. Have a family. Keep on going. And this is good advice for us because the stress of living in a new place can sometimes, it can break us. It can cause tension in families. It can cause economic difficulty. The second thing that Jeremiah teaches us is to seek the good of the city, seek the well-being of the city. So instead of giving in to the temptation to resent, to be angry with all of the new things in our place of exile, we need to seek to do good. Instead of dreaming of the promised lands in Israel, we need to seek God's will for us in Babylon. And so just like the people of God, we need to believe that God has put us in this place at this time for a reason. God has a plan for you in this place at this time. And this is a very important spiritual decision that we can make. To release that longing that we have for our promised land and to say, God, I am open to serving you here and now, today. Instead of looking over our shoulder to what God is doing in this other place, we need to look ahead to see what God can do with us today. And then we come to this beautiful verse that we all know so well. And perhaps we can read it together. So I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and to do good and not evil. Can we read that together? promise of God, this beautiful promise of God. This was not given to God's people when they were comfortable at home in the promised land. This was given to God's people in exile. And so he was saying to them, you may feel lost right now. You may feel like you're uprooted, like a tree pulled out. But I still have plans for you. And so we need to learn that even if many things have changed, God's love for us remains the same. Even if our culture has changed, even if our house has changed, even if our family has changed, even if our economic status has changed, even if our family has changed, even if our language has changed, God's love and God's promises for us remain. Amen. And finally, Jeremiah reminds us not to listen to the prophets of the land. For an immigrant church, this means that you should not work so hard to become Canadian that you forget where you come from. For if you forget where you come from, you're also forgetting God's faithfulness to you in that time. And so living in exile is not rejecting the past. Just as living in exile is not refusing the future, it is not rejecting the past. So we need to look at, we need to thank God for what has been in the past and look towards the future at the same time. It is in that spiritual place of exile between your past and your future that God can speak to you most clearly. And so we come to the passage in Isaiah chapter 40. This is a passage that John the Baptist used. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. And proclaim to her that her heart day, her heart service has been completed. And there is one coming who will prepare a highway for God. This is the exile text that speaks of Israel's redemption. And it reminds us that in God's story, our sufferings have meaning. Our lives have meaning. The story of humanity, of history, has a purpose in God's sight. That's what God's sovereignty means. That's what God's power and control means. And so we become part of God's story as we are exiles in a new land. And even as Israel looked forward to the day when the Messiah, when Jesus would come, so also we are reminded in exile that this is not our home. Heaven is our home. And our journey is not to go back to Europe or Africa or China or South America, but to take the way of the cross and to follow Jesus. Finally, this morning, I want to encourage you from Isaiah chapter 11. A shoot will come from the stump of Jesse, Isaiah 11, verse 1. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. Verse 3. This prophecy was also given to God's people in exile. So, out of this picture of death, this stump, this dead tree, life will come. A great promise will come. There are three things in closing this morning that are true about this promise. When we are in exile, the promise of God does not match with the reality of our lives. We can read this prophecy now and say, well, of course, Jesus was going to come. Even as today, we can look back in our lives and say, well, God was faithful.
Just like
It's easy to believe the story when you know how the story is going to end.
就好像你知道这个故事会怎么样结尾，你心里就越有信心。
But when the people of God heard this prophecy, they didn't know how the story would end.
但是当时对神的选民来说，他们听说到这个历史的时候，他们不知道这个故事会怎么样，结尾。
They did not know how God would be faithful or when God would be faithful.
他们不知道神的真实是要怎样显示出来，他们也不知道神会在什么时候来体现他的真实。
So this points to the need of having faith when we are living in exile.
所以这就更体现出来，我们在异邦流浪时，我们要有一个对神一个绝对的一个信心。Faith
is believing in God, especially when God's promises do not match with our circumstances.
所以对神最大的信心就是神的应许和你所处在的这个当前的境况差得非常远的时候。If
it is easy to believe, then it's not really faith, is it?
如果你觉得这个事情很容易相信，那就是不是一个真实的一个信心。So
in what promises of God do you put your faith when you are in exile?
所以在你在被到处流浪的时候，你对神有一个什么样的信？对神的应许有一个什么样的信心？Are
you like some of the people in Israel were looking back and saying, "Oh, this is never going to work. We can never be happy here. It has been a failure."
你是不是像当时的以色列人一样，总是回顾他们舒适的生活，然后抱怨说，神的计划永远不可能实行。And
they say God has punished us by putting us here. He can never, never speak to us like he did before.
神把我们现在的流放到巴比伦是为了惩罚我们，他再也不会像原来那样对我们讲话了。Or
do you trust God that He will bring forth life from this new experience?
而相反，你是不是应该更加相信神，相信他把你放到这个地方，他会给你有新的一个计划，有新的应许。The
second thing that God teaches us about His promises in exile.
那神在这里给我们讲的第二点是怎么样，从在方舟怎么样对神有信心。第二点就是。
Is that God will save?
就是神会集中。But
not according to your plan.
但是不是按照你心中想象的计划。Israel
and Judah were conquered.
当时以色列的两个国，以色列和犹大国都已经被沦陷了。And
God permitted it to happen.
神允许这个事情发生，允许他们被攻占下来。I
think this is the most scary thing in the Old Testament.
我觉得这件事在旧约里最可怕的一件事就是以色列国沦陷了。God
does promise to save His people.
神当时是对神的子民有一个应许，他应许他我会救你。But
He never promises to make things easier.
但是他从来没有应许他们事情会非常的简单，非常的顺利。People
died in exile.
在被掳、被流放的过程中，有些人就去世了。They
suffered in exile. They cried in exile.
他们被掳异乡，他们有哭泣。But
what God does do is save His people.
但是神会解决他的子民。So
you may have plans today about what God should be doing in your life.
你也许会觉得神应该在你生命中怎么样来带领你，你有一个心里的蓝图。You
may have plans for how God should take care of you.
你可能心里有一个想法，神会应该怎么样来照顾你。You
may have plans for the kind of job that you should have.
你可能对你的职业有一个期待，我应该做一个怎么样的工作。
the kind of house that you should live in. And I can say this as a parent, you may have plans for who your children should marry. But God may have other plans. And I thank God that His plans are always better than our plans. Finally, this morning, we are reminded that God's people will be saved by something very small. I imagine that when God's people were in exile in Babylon, they would think, what we need for God to save us is an army. What we need is an army like in the days of King David. So we can conquer the land again like we did before. But God does not give them an army. He gives them a child. He does not give them something great and powerful. He gives them a child. There are promises about the wolf and the lamb lying down together, but it all starts with the child. So finally this morning, if you feel like you're living in exile, as I do many times, you're in a good place for God to speak to you. God can take your disappointment, your loneliness, your failure, and your hopes to shape you into a more committed follower of Jesus Christ. My prayer is that God would use your exile and my exile to bring something new in our lives. A deeper calling, a new understanding of God's will in our lives. And a better understanding of the gifts and calling that He has for us.
让我们重新认识到神给我们的